AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The search for the two escaped killers in upstate New York is now in a new area after a report that two men were seen jumping a stone wall. David Sweat and Richard Matt were last seen last weekend. The AP's Warren Levinson reports the two apparently got more help than they got from a prison tailor shop instructor.
Joyce Mitchell gave the escaped killers something they weren't supposed to have, but it wasn't the power tools they used to cut their way out of the Clinton Correctional Facility. What it was, District Attorney Andrew Wiley is not yet willing to say.
She brought contraband in the facility, but I'm not going to get into what it was.
Mitchell, an instructor in the prison tailor shop, has not been arrested, but may eventually face felony charges. A person close to the case says investigators believe she agreed to be David Sweat and Richard Matt's getaway driver, but did not show up. I'm Warren Levinson.
President Obama made a visit to Capitol Hill to push members of the House for power to negotiate trade deals that Congress could approve or reject but not change. The president was asked if he had the votes.
I don't think you ever nail anything down around here. It's always moving. It's always moving.
The president needs support from more Democrats than what he wants. He has support from Republicans like Ways and Means Committee Chair Paul Ryan.
Is America going to shape the global economy, or is it going to shape us?
Republicans in Iowa are getting rid of the straw poll. The vote was unanimous because of fading interest from 2016 presidential hopefuls and questions about the straw poll's relevancy. A mother and father and two of their children were killed in southwest Missouri when a small plane crashed. Shortly after takeoff, another child was hurt. Rachel Dolezal, the leader of the NAACP chapter in Spokane, Washington, is facing questions about whether she lied about her racial identity. Her family says Dolezal is white but portrays herself as black. Dolezal says it's a complex issue. Stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 145 points. This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors in Germany say the investigation is closed into allegations the U.S. National Security Agency tapped into the cell phone of German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The AP's Geir Molson reports they didn't find any evidence that would hold up in court.
German magazine Der Spiegel broke the story in late 2013. It cited documents provided by Edward Snowden, the National Security Agency leaker. Prosecutors in Germany opened their investigation into the alleged surveillance last June. It was a cell phone that Merkel used for party purposes.
Charges have been dropped against University of Virginia student Martise Johnson. He was left bloodied by state liquor agents as he was being arrested. Johnson is black.
It was a large moment of injustice, in my opinion. But I think that injustice is going to feel something that's so much more beautiful and so much more powerful within our community, but also throughout the entire nation.
The arresting officers will remain on desk duty. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.